us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Question today, where are you in your relationship with me? Yes. My brothers and sisters, there will be more people coming up at the Mardi Gras parade than there will be in the church. The modern day church is suffering loss in numbers, in accountability, and in instability. The world and the world system have an objective to bankrupt the church. And it is being done because the enemy, I don't even like to call his name because he doesn't deserve it. Not on God's program. The enemy has declared war against the church. He's been warring against me ever since I was born. He tried to take me out at the age of 5. He couldn't do it. Tried to get me at 21, he couldn't do it. Even when I got here, he couldn't do it. Because God says I got a protection around him. No matter what comes against you in life, when you are covered by the Lord, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And so I stand with the word of God. For his word is powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. His word is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when you've been hooked on him, you know that you have all that you need in life. Who fear death? Death fear a believer. Death has no power over God's children. Claim your power and your heritage given to you and I through Adam, where God gave him power, dominion, and authority. Use what God has given you. If you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and that mountain will be moved. What kind of God is it that we serve that wakes us up in the morning? What kind of God is it that we serve that clothes us in our right mind? He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same God who loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. My brothers and sisters, the enemy is attacking the church. But I'm reminded what Jesus said. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus has given us authority. And as we who are his children, we understand. Jesus said, upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church. God is in the building process. But the enemy, Daryl, is in the tearing down process. Whenever the church cannot grow, the enemy is disintegrating it and tearing it apart. He's walking into the house. He walks in every time we walk in. And so the enemy tries to split us, separate us, cause chaos and confusion. But the Lord says, I am in the building process. You know why? Because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw all men unto me. And the Lord God that we serve is in the drawing business. He drew you because he said, I knew you before you knew yourself. I knew your characteristics before you even got here. I knew your successes. I knew all things about you. Do you now know who I am? Do you understand that I am the infinite that became finite? I am the transcendent that became infinite. I'm the Lord God Almighty. I'm the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. Do you know me? And do you have a personal relationship with me? Those are the defining questions that the Lord is asking of the church. So Malachi said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house food in my house. And try me, approve me now, herewith said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. This scripture speaks to our heart. Because our heart reveals our most innermost thoughts. And everything concerning what I do for the Lord. We also know Malachi 3 and 8, which they, will a man rob God? Am I, personal pronoun, robbing God? God only asks for 10 cents out of every dollar, a dime, just only a dime. And grandma, grandpa took that dime, even though they couldn't even afford it. They took that 10% and they gave it to the church and they built this place and they built other places on pennies and dimes because they knew that these pennies meant a lot in the Lord's house. I don't even know why these pennies are up here, but these pennies meant a lot in the Lord's house because the Lord can take a little and expand it and make it a lot. Now, I understand how Jesus could take two fish and five barley loaves, bless it, you missed your shout. When God takes a little and we bless it, what was once little, what was once not enough, when the Lord began to bless it, it began to expand. And when it expanded, it became more. And when it became more, it became more than enough. So when we pray over the altar and we pray over the blessing, it becomes more, not just a little, but it becomes enough so that we can worship. And we can pray, and we can pay the bills, and we can pay the musician, and we can pay the staff. Why? Because the Lord said you blessed it, and because you blessed it according to my word, and my word will never fail. I will multiply what all you have, and I will restore what the canker worm, the palmer worm, all tried to tear down. But when you've accepted the Lord and you know what God has for you, when you obey God, God says, according to my word, I will reign over all you have. And now I know the story of reciprocity. I know what giving will do. The question we propose to you today, I can't even finish it, but the question we propose today, what are you bringing to the Lord in a new day, in a new generation, because God protected you 3 years ago. COVID was after all of us, but the same God who is rich in mercy, the same God who got you up this morning, the same God who blessed you with a house, the same God who gave you life is the same God that said, I will bless you according to my divine purpose, and I will bless you according to my riches in glory. Let the church that's been blessed say hallelujah to the Lord, because hallelujah is the highest praise. And if you didn't say it, I'll pray for you, because the Lord said, I still got a blessing with your name on it. With your name on it, with your name on it, with your name on it. If you love the Lord, if you trust the Lord, if you need the Lord, if you desire to stay with the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah is the highest praise. The church will never be bankrupt. The church will never be defeated. The church will never die out. The Lord says, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the church is built on the Lord. My brothers and sisters, there's a bankruptcy of the modern day church. Because now, we don't even want to call it a church. We've gone from calling it church to worship centers. We've gone from calling, Jesus didn't call it a worship center. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. We're calling it worship centers. We're calling it everything but what it should be called. And the Lord says, I will make sure my church survive. And if you are here today, and the Lord said to you, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offering. If the Lord has blessed you, the Lord is promoting you into a higher accountability of stewardship. And if you've been in the church all these years and your life have not completely be changed, there should be a change in you. Because you cannot sit under sound biblical teaching and not be changed. You cannot. The paraclete won't allow that. But there has to be something about your heart. I stand at the door and knock. He's asking to be let in. But the Lord ain't gonna break down nobody's door. And if your door is locked, and if your back is turned, and if your ears are deaf to hear, the Lord says, I will knock until you either open the door or I won't even know you at all. The question is, what would you be like without the Lord? Where would you be? What would you have without the Lord? We would be nothing. Because he said, I knew you before I created the world. And because he knew us, he knows out of the 8 billion people in the world to this day, he knows how many will be saved and how many will refuse to hear and accept him. But now is the acceptable hour. Now is the time to hear what God has to say. Because time, as we know it, will run out. Pastors won't be preaching, anointing, exalting those who don't have the word in them to come and accept him under what we call the dispensation of grace. There will come a time where preaching will cease. And where will you be? Whose side will you be on? The sheep's from the goat. The Lord has a word for your heart. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The